the obligations that you had to them, the money they loaned for those casinos, and you go, well, you know, it was the corporation, not me. At some point, they stop lending you money. If they continue to lend you money, at some point, bank examiners are going to look at them and saying, what are you doing lending money on loans that have been defaulted on six times? But he's still got plenty of money. Where did he get it from? He got it from Russia, from the oligarchs, ultimately from Putin. Why do I say that? Because Eric Trump said it to a reporter, boasting. He said, well, we get plenty of financing from the Russians. This is before his father ran for president. Now, when you are getting a lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars from the Russians, what are you going to do when you're president? In the middle of the 2016 election cycle, at the Republican convention, he put Paul Manafort in charge of his campaign. Paul Manafort was paid $10 million by the pro-Russian-Ukrainian right, the collaborators, to advise them on how to overturn an election. So what he did is he changed the Republican Party platform right at the convention. It became more pro-Russian instead of pro-Ukrainian. People commented on it, but nobody paid it any attention at the time. That's why the Republicans have no platform now, because they're ashamed of what happened, but there isn't enough consensus in their party, because there, many of them are election deniers and many of them are anti-democracy. They can't agree on any platform, so they have no platform. When Trump got in, he would sometimes have meetings with Putin with only a Russian interpreter, not an American interpreter there. So Putin would put out a transcript and Trump would agree to it without anybody on our side having the slightest idea what Putin said in Russian or how it was translated to Putin. At Helsinki, meeting with Putin, somebody from the audience said, the CIA and the FBI said that Putin interfered in our election. You know, Trump had turned to Putin and said, did you? And, oh, I didn't do it. Trump said, I don't know why he would. What do you mean you don't know why he would? To get a stooge like you in there, that's why he would. So I trust him, not the FBI and not the CIA. And senators picked up on it. Ron Johnson in Wisconsin, when he was the chairman of the Homeland Security Subcommittee of the Senate, was asked if he trusted the FBI and the CIA, and he said no. Ron Johnson. And they reported to him in his position as chairman. That's what's going on. The Russians have gotten to him through Trump. The Russians have gotten to Tucker Carlson, gotten to Josh Hawley, gotten to lying Mike Pompeo. And people who are naturally autocratic themselves, people who are naturally drifting to fascism themselves, and fascism, by the way, is not an ideology. It doesn't have any core belief other than the retention of power by any means possible, including murder. Bolsonaro of Brazil is that way. And Turkey, Orban of Hungary is that way. They all like each other. We can't have a fascist government back in the United States. But above all, we can't have a pro-Putin government back in the United States. Putin is a genocidal sadist, a disease-carrying rat, inhuman. He's got to be taken out. It's tactically unwise for us to do it, but circumstances have to build up very quickly to the point where the other autocrats, he's killed a number of them, six of them, and he stages them as murder-suicide scenes, but he's so stupid. Actually, he's not. He's sadistic. One of them in Barcelona, several in Russia. People are found dead. The autocrat who stood up to Putin, and six of them, they don't really stand up to him. They just start to get edgy, and he thinks they may overthrow him. And their wives and daughters, by the way. And a couple of these crime scenes, they're stabbed, which is nasty. These guys get in and just stab them. And Putin says that's a murder-suicide. Nobody commits murder-suicide by stabbing himself after he stabs his wife and his daughter. Nobody. Putin's lying. Now it just came out. They now demand, through Sergey Lavrov, Russia now says, we demand the ouster of Zelensky's unacceptable regime, quote unquote. Who the hell are they? This is Ukraine, independent country. Zelensky is one of the bravest and most effective leaders in the world. They want him out because he's standing up to Russia and killing about 40,000 troops so far. They're never going to be content. They will always lie. You have to understand this. A Russian lies because of his culture for 1,000 years. Let me give you a couple of other facts. First of all, Russia on Friday signed an agreement that is going to be guaranteed by Turkey and the United Nations that they would not bomb ships and ports and let Ukrainian grain get out to feed the third world. 2 hours later, they bombed Odessa. They bombed a grain warehouse, distribution center, and a railroad that was going to haul the grain. Just yesterday, they did it again. They bombed a site, Mykolaiv region, which is the port infrastructure. Ukraine is the largest exporter of sunflower oil in the world, and apparently that's very much needed to combat hunger. It's the fourth largest exporter of corn and the fifth largest of wheat. The Russians have blocked the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. Turkey controls access to the Black Sea and has been in league with Russia on some things. Turkey, the former Ottoman Empire that ravaged Europe for 1,300 years. Why are we permitting this? They're using airplanes coming in over the Black Sea to bomb the ports of Odessa and the Mykolaiv region. And the idea is for them to occupy the Ruskies, all of the ports in the Black Sea. That'll destroy Ukraine because it'll be landlocked and have no way to ship out its goods other than by train through Romania and Poland. And they are bombing those rail links. You would think that Russia would succumb to things like sanctions. They don't. They don't care because they have complete Nazi control of the company, of the country. If anybody complains, what they will do is they'll torture them. They draft people, force them to fight. If they're wounded, like in Mariupol, and they can't evacuate them, they shoot their own wounded. They are animals. They're an animal culture. It is time we did a lot more than we did. The Germans are worthless. They will ship nothing to them. They won't even ship tanks to Ukraine, to Poland, to make up for the tanks that Poland sent to Ukraine. The only real ally we had in Europe was Boris Johnson of UK, and now he's out, and we have no idea these two characters who are going to come in, what they're going to do. Joe Biden, get him the jets. Get him the American jets. Train them in Poland and Romania, fly in. Stop the attacks on the port of Odessa and the Mykolaiv region, or they will succeed in what they're doing. The secondary consideration has, Putin has to be killed. A disease-carrying rat has to be killed. He's not human. Sergey Lavrov has to be killed. He's not human. Obviously, we can't do it strategically. We've got to put a lot more pressure on them to get the autocrats to kill them. They don't want a nuclear war. And we can do it with a surrogate Ukraine. Get them 100 HIMARS. Get them jets. The objective is to kill every Russian on Ukrainian soil and every Chechen. Put a bounty on them. I'm going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
I was listening to what you were talking about, Matt. I really think we got to change our mantra a little bit. And here's how it goes, in my humble opinion. I think Biden is doing a good job. He could be doing better. And the way to get him to do a better job is to rally around Biden now. Those drones that were sent over there, he took a country that could have been defeated in 2 days and gave him enough arms to stretch it out this long. And just with a little more help, I think Biden, like most presidents, relies on polls. And if the polls show we want Biden to commit and challenge the other countries to take him out, we can do it. We can do it. And that's the, you know, the beauty of it, is don't talk about how bad Putin is. Talk about how powerful we are. And let's be, thank God that Biden's in office. Because can you imagine if Trump was running this? Ukraine would now be a Russian country. We just got to show support because Biden's on the right path. We got to push him a little harder, and the only way to push him harder is through the polls, through support, calling the office. I'm going to call Liz Cheney's office and Adam Kissinger's office and thank them for defending democracy.
Right,
That's how we can be active and show support for our country, because we are the best, and we got to portray ourselves that way. So thank you, Matt, and I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts.
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100% on that one. And first of all, here domestically, we need a responsible, able conservative party. That's the Republican Party, not a QAnon party and not a Trump party. And anything we can do to build up people, especially like Liz and Adam, but Mitt Romney, all these people, that's who we needed. That's why in the first segment, I thought it was so dumb for us to try to get guys like the Trump guy Cox and the Trump guy Mastriano into the governorship nomination for places like Maryland and Pennsylvania. We got to do that. And secondly, call Biden. Say thank him for his... Get the jets over there. Get more drones and get 100 HIMARS. Get 100 HIMARS. We're going to a break. Thanks for calling, Bill, as always. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight.